You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne pharmacy manager Feng Liu is the only staff member at work. His store is just one of the few allowed open during the state's strictest lockdown.
As you could see, I'm the only staff here. It's been quite quiet lately. It's like a war period, unfortunately. It's a war. We're fighting against a virus.
But the situation may be looking up for businesses hardest hit by the second COVID-19 wave hitting the city. The federal government's latest JobKeeper changes are aimed at virus-hit Victoria. Business groups hopeful they will ensure more people stay in work. Businesses will get easier access to the wage subsidies program with an injection of a further $15 billion, taking its total funding to just over $100 billion. Eligibility criteria will also be eased when the scheme scales back at the end of September. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says these are difficult times.
We'll have 4 million Australian workers on JobKeeper through this September quarter. And in Victoria, that number will be 1.5 million. That's nearly half the private sector workforce in Victoria. We will continue to provide very significant support to those who need it. These are very difficult times. It feels like we're in the eye of the storm. And people are staying home, looking after their loved ones, just hoping for the worst to pass.
Businesses will now have to demonstrate a significant fall in turnover for just the September quarter, compared to the same period last year. Previously, businesses and not-for-profits seeking JobKeeper from September 28th to January 3rd would have to show a significant fall in turnover in both the June and September quarters. The national changes are welcomed by Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
There are businesses I know, not just in Victoria, but in other parts of the country who will benefit from the changes that the Prime Minister and the Treasurer have announced. I welcome those. I think that is very, very important. I've always been very clear about how critical JobKeeper and the adjusted rate of JobSeeker is. And I'm sure that businesses and workers and certainly our government, me personally, we are very grateful for that.
Mr. Andrews says further measures in the state, including stimulus, will be announced in the budget later this year. In the meantime, the Victorian government will focus on distributing survival payments for businesses, families and workers.
Again, we've got to get this stabilised. We've got to drive these numbers down to a containable level so that we can reopen and then start to see more and more economic activity. You've got to deal with this health problem first, and then we can deal with more effort than ever. We'll get on and won't waste any time in supporting those businesses, but that's going to take longer.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the federal JobKeeper and JobSeeker programs still leave behind many in the community.
There have now been three versions of JobKeeper in 3 weeks. And still too many people have been left out and left behind. The government has been playing catch up with JobKeeper instead of thinking ahead when it comes to jobs in our economy. What they announced today is a welcome tweak to JobKeeper, but not a comprehensive plan for jobs. A tweak is not a plan, and it's a plan that is desperately needed here as we go through this recession.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told Sky News the government is keeping an open mind on further changes and not ruling out reversing the planned rollback in late September.
If it was required to make further judgments down the track, as we have done in the past and as we are doing today, we'll continue to make further judgments. But at this stage, you know, we believe that the phasing out of this crisis level, historically unprecedented support is appropriate, but we'll continue to review and assess the developments and make judgments moving forward.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.